This week, the newlywed Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, a.k.a. Britain's Prince William and the former Kate Middleton, are making their first official state visit as a couple. They began their 8-day tour of Canada in Ottawa. On Friday, they helped celebrate Canada's 144th year of nationhood. Tonight, they head to a quieter corner of the country, Prince Edward Island. At a resort there, they will sample some traditional islander fare. Chef Jorg Sultermann is an instructor at the Culinary Institute of Canada. He is project manager for this royal meal. Chef Jorg joins us from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. Hello, Chef.
Good morning.
In this country, we know Canadian bacon, and I wonder if that's part of your traditional Canadian meal, the one that you're going to prepare.
We actually have bacon on the menu. However, it's not the Canadian bacon that you might think of in the U.S., which is the pork loin smoked and brined and smoked. We're actually using pork belly, but we brined and we smoked 600 pounds of pork belly, and the pork belly will then on Monday being barbecued out on site.
Wow, I must say, 600 pounds, those royals have some appetite.
Well, it's for the royal couple as well as 2,500 invited guests that are going to be on location for about a 4 to 5 hour period.
Well, it sounds like a very festive day. Tell me, you know that old saw, too many cooks spoil the broth. So how many chefs are involved in this royal meal?
There's about 85 of us out there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot of coordination.
A lot of coordination, yes, absolutely.
Have you done any practice meals just to be sure that everything will go smoothly?
Well, we did hear what's going to happen out there. And one thing we had to do twice, which is besides that event on the grounds, we're actually doing a royal lunch for the couple in a small cottage, a very intimate small luncheon, cold. They didn't want anything hot there, so it's going to be some really fancy sandwiches type things. And on the beach, when they later on, they take a tour of the beach, all by themselves, no public allowed there. And we have a clam bake there. We do a clam and lobster bake in the sand, you know, with the hot rocks and the seaweed. And in order to get the timing right, so when they arrive, that we can unveil this seafood being cooked, we had to do this a couple of times, actually.
And does everything taste pretty good?
Everything worked out really great, yes. We're pretty happy with it, so.
Good. Did you have to take any special precautions? I mean, allergies maybe, or for security reasons?
In regards to health issues, we obviously have to, from each item, we had to submit samples to the food health inspector here on Prince Edward Island. And this food will be stored in the freezer until the event is over, and you know, should there be any issues, then that food can be thawed and will be tested and see if there was a relationship to the incident. But we don't foresee any problems at all.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's normal. That's very normal protocol in an event like that.
Well, good. Bon appetit to you, Chef Jorg Sultermann at the Culinary Institute of Canada, getting ready for a royal visit. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Susan.